Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Austin Bechtold producing. I got a little preview of the Bechtold breakdown during the break. I'm excited about this. A lot of good topics. We will get into that at 12:30. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits, we went through some schedule talk with Ray Fittipaldo. I had a couple stray thoughts I wanted to tie a bow on and kind of get through this. I disagree with the idea that the Jets game is a bit of a concern. If Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers, which again, I think we have more signs that he's going to than that he's not, at least talking to people who are over there a lot, I think he's going to have a lot to prove. I think he's going to be fresh. I think you're going to see a pretty well-played game. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to hold up for all 17, but I'm chalking that one up as a win. What do you have that on your slate?
Yeah, I have that as a win as well. I don't think Aaron Rodgers would go back to New York and lose to that team. Also, Aaron Glenn, first-year head coach. Their defense is decent. I still question their offense. The Steelers should be able to handle business there.
I'd hope so. Another thing with Ray that we were talking about, and I've just got five stray thoughts. These do not link in any way other than they were what was on my brain before this show. I don't like the Ireland situation. I wish they were leaving earlier. I don't totally understand it. Even the NFL dictating that. I understand there's a tight turnaround. I'm a little surprised they're not using players and team personnel over there more than they are, allowing players to get acclimated. I think the last time when the Steelers went over there felt like they didn't have their legs. That was a perfect opportunity to do things a little bit differently. And the same thing as the bye. We heard Art Rooney talk. I think it was to the team website talking about it was not their desire to have the bye that early. I don't think that sets up well for the Steelers. That's one thing I don't like about the schedule. I also worry if I'm always looking at schedules for potential trap games. And Limits, I don't know if you circled one, if you have an area. I think you mentioned something earlier, maybe Cleveland. The one for me is Chicago. That looks like a little bit more of a trap game. They have Buffalo the following Sunday. Then they're at Baltimore, at home against Miami, and at Detroit. That's a really tough stretch, obviously. And you go to Chicago, I think you might think you have things in the bag. The Bears are a little bit better than people maybe expect they are. Year two of Caleb Williams. That one worries me. What's the game that worries you the most?
Other than that Cincinnati game that's Thursday Night Football on the road and hopefully the Escalusa is in full effect again.
Escalusa! I love it!
I think that Bears game, you're right, sandwiched right in between Cincinnati and Buffalo. I think the Bears will be better. Is this us buying into the offseason hype with Chicago again? Possibly. A lot of people did last year when they drafted Caleb Williams and they got DJ Moore, but that's going to be a solid team. Plus, you had to go into their place, into Soldier Field. That's not going to be an easy game.
I'm pretty pumped for some of the late-season football environments we're going to get to. I mentioned at Baltimore. Obviously, you get that every year. A little pumped for at Ford Field. I mentioned earlier I was hoping that thing would be on Thanksgiving. But you got a lot of home games. You got some cold weather, traditional football atmospheres. Not going to Tampa, Jacksonville, Miami, something like that. Miami comes here. Man, give me November, December. Give me the cold football weather. I'm in.
Give me 230-degree weather on Monday Night Football. He will just freeze up like he did in Kansas City a couple years back.
Yes, sir. Definitely plays into the Steelers' favor. I've got the Steelers winning that one, too.
I would be stunned if the Steelers do not win that game.
Yep. And my last takeaway was only one Thursday night game, and thank God. I hate Thursday night football with a passion. I love it when I'm sitting at home. I hate it when I'm writing about it because then the middle of your week is interrupted, and then you don't have anything to write about or follow from a home team perspective come that Sunday. It's like a double loss week for me. I would rather sit at home, watch somebody else play Thursday night football, and then be ready for the if it bumps to a Monday, I'm okay with that. But I'm not a fan of Thursday night games. So only one. Very thankful for that.
But you're okay with Sunday night football there being two games.
Yeah, I'm okay. Like Sunday night football is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you're watching, you watch the 1 o'clock game, at least for me. I watch the 1 o'clock game here. Then I'm probably, around 4 o'clock going to go hit the casino with Donnie and Cabali for some pregame. You watch the end of those games once you get over to the stadium. You've got everything digested. You only have one game that you don't know about, the Monday night game. Then you're ready to go. No, I love that. I just don't like the Thursday thing. And I don't think there should be any Thursday night games. To me, it's a cash grab, but I understand why the NFL does it. I'm just glad we don't have to logistically deal with that. Hey, something else I wanted to throw out there. I thought Jack Hillgrove did a really good job bringing this up on his show last night. It got me thinking as well. How does this end for Mike Tomlin? And I'm not saying that, this is going to be the end of the Mike Tomlin era. We have no indication of that, and that's not the point of the conversation bit. But we saw Mike Sullivan get a job and then immediately go to the New York Rangers. Do you see Mike Tomlin as doing that, or is he going to be somebody who kind of rides off into the sunset? Maybe he works in football management. Maybe he works behind the scenes. Maybe he goes on TV. Like, whenever he's not the coach of the Steelers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether that's in 1, 5, 10 years, or whatever, what do you think Mike Tomlin does?
I can see him coaching somewhere else.
Or, I can too.
Or he'd be incredible on TV. It would not surprise me if Fox or CBS or NBC offered him a boatload of money to just say, hey, come be one of our top analysts or in-studio hosts. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he ends up being like Bill Cowher over the last 15 or so years.
He would be so good on TV,
he
man.
Would.
Oh.
Do you imagine him and Cowher sitting right next to each other?
That would be a thing. Ex-Steelers coaches become TV analysts.
Or when Cowher retires, Tomlin takes his spot.
Ooh. Or what about Tomlin going to Fox? You've got the Steelers coach on CBS, and then Tomlin goes over with Jay Glazer on Fox.
Yeah, him and his buddy Glazer can chat it up. That would be like a weekly segment they'd probably have.
That would be very good, man. Very good. But the point of the Steelers schedule stuff and kind of what I was wrapping this around, I do not agree, and I just want to put a bow on this before we get to another break in the Bechtold breakdown. I want to make sure we have enough time for that. I don't see them going 0-6. Austin does not. It doesn't make any sense to me. You're talking about their first six games at the Jets, at home against the Seahawks, at the Patriots, playing the Vikings in Ireland, at home against the Browns, and then play at the Bengals. I believe that's their first six games, but I do not see it. And then they're going to beat the Packers? No, that doesn't make any sense. I look at what the Steelers have done on offense, on defense. I like the Derek Harmon draft pick. Y.A. Black, I like that. I think they can be better against the run. Adding D.K. Metcalf, it's going to add some element to the passing game, I would hope. I still think and hope there's another wide receiver available. Hint, hint. Stay tuned for the Bechtold breakdown on that one. I like their running back situation. Caleb Johnson, I think, is going to be able to contribute right away. You've got multiple guys there, whether it's Mason, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. I think they're going to have a little bit more of a competent offense. I don't think the offensive line was as bad as it showed late in the season. And I think the defense is going to be pretty good. I like some of the moves they've made on the margins. I think Darius Slay makes a lot of sense. I don't totally see the fit with Malik Harrison, but more depth is never a bad thing. See what happens with Jack Sawyer, Brandon Echols, Juan Thornhill in the secondary. They made some nips and tucks that I don't think the Steelers are altogether in trouble. Again, I'm not saying that the Steelers are ticketed for the AFC Championship game. Certainly not the Super Bowl, like our friend Greg in Youngstown said, but I don't see starting 0-6. I don't see this thing being a complete belly flop.
I don't either. But the only way that it would be injuries derailing it. When you say complete belly flop, you mean like winning 3-4 games?
Yeah, I mean like 4-13. So I don't see how 4-13 happens unless they're decimated by injuries.
So what would you call 6-11 or 7-10?
I don't know. A cannonball?
That would get them...
a bad cannonball?
Well, that could still get them the 9th, 10th, or 11th pick.
I know.
Which I think gives them a lot of leverage for whatever they want to do. Like, let's say, hypothetically, they want to move down in that instance, a couple of spots. They still could and potentially get a quarterback, considering this is going to be a deeper quarterback class than a year ago.
I like where they would sit if they were 10 or 11, Austin.
I'd be great with it, because then you could move up a couple of picks.
Yeah, you could move up, or if the price was prohibitive. Like, if you took a guy there, I'd still probably be okay getting a guy in that spot with the depth of this quarterback class.
Consider they moved up from 20 to 10 with Chicago to take Devin Bush.
I know.
And only gave up a second-round pick, and they flopped a couple of picks. I would not be surprised if they could go from 10 to like 5 or 6, give up a second, and maybe like this, not one of those thirds that they have, like next year, like a 27 second.
They easily have the capital to maneuver around the draft like that.
They have 12 picks next year.
Right.
And I mean, a lot of people say, well, oh, they have all these picks. Like, do you really expect them to trade like their fourth round compensatory pick? No, it's not excusing them from picking, you know, from giving up a 2027 second round pick, or even if it's a first round pick to move up to 1, 2, or 3, whatever. But the fact that they do have all those compensatory picks, they could use some of them to trade up and also use the other ones that they have to restock the roster, because they have so many of them.
No doubt. No doubt.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.